Je voudrais prendre la parole.
The head of delegation speaking. May I take the floor to address concerns or two reminders you have voiced, madam, on the assigned credits or loans, and you asked us if our budget is sensitive to this. I believe you have just heard an answer to your question, namely budgetary resources set aside for the National Institute for Women so that the National Institute for Women can play its role. We adopted these provisions in last June, and they are available, but I don't know if I need to spell them out now, madam. Well, perhaps for the percentages, yes, percentages in 2022, 2023, 2024, the budgetary resources were increased by, well, from 700 million to 800-900 million, and actually now exceed 1 billion CFA francs. So these are figures for the last 3 years. We provide these figures last June, actually. Also, on whether we have specific provisions to ensure that policies are implemented at ministry level, in addition to the figures we offered. It would be difficult for me to give you a breakdown by ministries to say how much was spent by each ministry. It's more activity wide than ministry wide that I have the figures in terms of how the budget is spent, which is why it's difficult for me to give you specific figures per ministry. That's what I was trying to explain to you earlier on, madam. Mr. Safarov asked questions on special temporary measures. I will endeavour, do my best to answer him. You referred to the provision on the quota for Parliament representation. I would like to give you some more detailed answers or figures. The 2021-12 law amending on sexual and reproductive health, which makes it possible for women to have abortions when they wish to have one. When a pregnant woman feels or is told that her pregnancy is likely to worsen her situation, and when this concern is compatible with the well-being of the woman and the child, then a woman can have an abortion. That principle is now embodied in law specifically. I could also refer to other modalities provided for example, by new Article 6 of the law 2021-13 on amending, that is the Code of Persons and the Family, for filiation, a name whereby a woman can pass on her name to her child on an equal basis with the with men, and their right to pass on their surname, their name. Other measures have been taken. This isn't the full list of measures we've taken, but if I could just add, these are not special temporary measures within the definition that you have raised. These are positive measures. They're not the definite.